How could this have gone undetected? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody's wondering how it could happen. So many stories of neglected Iraq War veterans. How could this have gone undetected for 4 years? Even conservative Republican Ted Stevens ran out of patience. After hearing that wounded soldiers feared retaliation if they spoke up, he said, quote, "We should be retaliating against people who put this fear in these people. It's got to stop." Who was sending the message to soldiers that they shouldn't speak up? I searched the web for clues, and I found an interview from 2003 with a soldier just returned from Baghdad. He'd been stationed near the airport, and he was there the day President Bush paid that famous Thanksgiving visit. And I quote from the interview, quote, "The day before, you had to fill out a questionnaire and answer questions that would determine whether they would allow you in the room with the president. Question, what was on the questionnaire? Answer, do you support the president? And if the answer was not a gung-ho, A1, 100% yes, then you were not allowed into the cafeteria. You were not allowed to eat the Thanksgiving meal that day." And the soldier also said this, "I've seen lots of people with severe permanent injuries. They're going to need a lot of help when they get back home because their lives are going to change forever. And to have the guy," and here he was referring to the president, "to have the guy cutting billions from the VA budget at a time when you've got all these guys coming back from overseas with major injuries, that's disgusting." Unquote. So, how did this go undetected for 4 years? We should probably call that soldier and ask him. Except we can't. For some reason, he asked that his name not be disclosed. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.